Have you ever heard someone say, something needs to change? Or maybe you've said that yourself. It's easy to feel this way when life gets stressed and you're overwhelmed. When your schedules are too full, you're working too hard, and you have way too many commitments. So what do we do when our life is out of order and we need a change? Well, much of the time we complain and we say we want to change, yet we don't do anything about it. We know something needs to change, but we get stuck in procrastination or a passive mode, waiting for someone else to do what we really need to do. Some people get angry. Some blame others for the mess. Some get depressed. And others just sink into self-pity. What do we need to do during these times? We probably should think about getting stirred up with a determination that comes from the Holy Spirit that's in us and say, I'm going to do what I can to change this. And as Christians, we are partners with God, and this means that He has a part and we have a part. And the simple truth is, if we will do what we can do, God will do what we cannot do. So let's take time to think about a new beginning in our life. It's January 2023. And the Bible says to remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? This makes me realize that we can't change what has happened in the past. We need to be looking forward, not backwards. So God is doing a new thing. Notice that in that scripture, He says, I am doing a new thing, not I will, I could, or I might. God has a good plan for our life, and He wants to do a new thing in us and through us. So let's take some time to remember that in John 15:5, Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. I love this scripture because it reminds me that God doesn't expect me to change on my own. He's the power source. He gives us the grace and the strength to do what's right and to make a change in our life. And when we cooperate with Him, He will bring about that change. So I just encourage you to remember that change is a process. Might be a lengthy one, and it usually doesn't happen overnight. But if we're determined to trust God and obey His word, He's going to be faithful to give us the grace and the strength to do what we can and experience the change that He has for us. God loves you, so seek Him and experience the righteousness and the peace and joy that He wants you to have. Let's take a moment and pray for one another. Remember that you can email any joy or concern to Pastor Ralph, or you can go to our website and email anything. Joy, concern, it is BethelUMCTLH.org. Dear Lord, we thank you for our church family, and together we pray for the physical and the spiritual needs of each other. We thank you for the goodness in our lives, and we are grateful for the opportunity to join as a body of believers. We stand on your word, and we put all our faith and confidence in you. Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.